Okay. So role of price product in marketplace strategy. We think that we must design product, communicate, plan and method of distribution before we have something to price. We then use pricing tactically to capture whatever value we can offer. This is what we go about. We think that we must design the product first, plan communication, then the method of distribution before we have something to price. And then we use the pricing tactically to capture whatever value we create. Now you see this framework where your own business objectives, you have your own business objective. What is an upward pressure on price? Upward pressure on price comes from the perception, that is the cost of goods and your own marketing. While downward pressure on price, consumer dynamics, that is coming to you from external side, competitive marketing, retailer strategy, your network itself is dominating, etc. So this has to be understood. What are the upward pressure, downward pressure on you, and what are the upward pressure on price? That builds the perception. Product quality and feature, the type of distribution, what quality that you are going to offer, lasting for what time, the feature, is it unique? Type of distribution channel, whether you have vertical, online, other horizontal, which are the end users that you serve, that is, who's your final consumer, and the functions performed by the value chain member, that is your distribution network, all help to establish a specific price range that you can command. Okay, when an organization forms a new distribution network, selection of the channel, the intermediary and the member may also be driven by your pricing strategy, because you want to achieve certain level, existing channel may not comply, may not work for you, and therefore you are developing a new channel, keeping exceptionally the price of a value delivery in mind. Companies in many situations, okay, are aiming to use pricing in new and more creative ways to establish an advantage over the competitor. They make their offer look super value to the customers. Innovation provides some example of the creative use of pricing strategy. So when you innovate things, when you bring something for the first time, okay, it not only lifts your positioning as an innovative company, and customer will feel that something that you have bought in is of utmost necessity for him. Therefore, price that you are charging, he will see the value in it. It is likely that responding effectively to the new competitive imperatives, many more companies require to develop new business model. In the changing, in the competitive today's environment, agility is needed. You may be able to quickly refix your organization to serve new opportunity or defend against threat, etc. So that's a different type of a challenge, which is role of price play in product and the product play in the today's marketplace, okay, where agility and the speed is required for you to respond to the changing need of the customer, changing market scenarios, etc. Far from operating a tactical tool, far from operating it as a tactical tool, price is becoming a key part of reinventing and redesign the process of how products are taken to market. So even that is now under consideration. How to take product to the market? You have seen innovative ways, you know, recently when the mobile and new OnePlus and all, they've launched it on Amazon. They've not launched it elsewhere. And that's how they garnered advanced booking and all. So like, for example, XUV700, that's again a new way of putting it before the customer, and within certain seconds, certain thousand numbers booked, etc. So the core issue is finding new and better ways to create superior customer value. So your challenge in pricing is not all about cost and not all about what will you able to get from customer, but it's all about find the way. The core issue is find the new and better way to create superior value for the customers. And as a result, the role of pricing is increasingly becoming central to positioning during outside-in approach. So we have earlier seen that price increasingly plays a part in positioning. So what is that? price is an important part of positioning strategies nowadays in many areas. Pricing decision needs to consider or coordinate with the decisions of all the positioning components. So what is the relevance? What is the point of difference? What will trigger recall? What will take your brand into evoke set, consideration set, etc. And therefore the pricing needs to coordinate, means align with these elements. This pricing perspective mandates understanding how pricing is viewed and understood by the customer. So positioning is one. Bringing price related perspective while forming your positioning, you have to understand both how the price and the positioning, price positioning is viewed by the segment of that customer, while price may be a decision positioning issue because it impacts buyer's choice. Price definitely impacts the buyer's choice, but positioning based on pricing may be very tricky, because if you are a premium position brand, you cannot think of luring customers using pricing as a tactic. Then you have to increase the positioning of your product so that customers will see the value and they will pay for it. So price may be a decisive positioning issue because it impacts a buyer's choice in some situation. It is relatively rarely the only factor that impacts the customer value. So that's also a very vital statement. Pricing as a part of positioning is not necessarily a customer value creator. Customer decision making is on value creation. So how you are positioning the thing which creates value, price may be an integral approach to the positioning, but it's not the only decisive factor that creates value for the customer. So far we have understood everything around pricing, the strategies, etc. Now it has a relativity. So we will get into that area relative to the product strategies and etc. So in the product strategy perspective, when you have to look at the pricing, you have to have views about various aspects. You know, here it has been mentioned is the product mix, that is what kind of a cluster of products you have, the lines like HUL, mouth care, or say hair care, skin care. They have, so these are all lines collectively make a mix. What is the branding strategy? Are you going to be mass market brand, or are you going to be a popular, or you're going to be the premium brand? So those aspects, the quality that you deliver to the people, the innovativeness it has in your product, etc. When a single product, so like when you come to say like your company is only making one product, pricing may be a simple decision. Okay. However, in many cases, single product, but Hindustan Unilever makes, say for example, a line of bathing soaps, but there are many. It starts from the lowest rung like Hamam, Rexona, builds up to Lifebuoy, then they have a Lux, and finally the Dove, which is like almost like 150 rupees or so, while Lifebuoy and all around I think 20-25 rupees and onwards. So when in such case also you have to have a pricing strategy relative to the product. The prices for the product in a line, so in a line may not correspond to the cost of each one of them. So here the cost plus pricing structure will not work. So whether you look at from the manufacturer side, the cost plus structure, when they do that, they will not work. They will look at as an assortment. So likewise here also, there is an example of supermart is given. Supermart guy, they buy in bulk, etc. So they will not get into that line by line of the product or the brand by brand. They will look at the assortment. So that's a line assortment on which they go. Continuing with this, understanding the composition of the mix, as I told you, like you have one line, you have a line which is interrelated. So hair care, skin care, or those kind of aspects, they go together for an individual or for, you know, complementary aspects, maybe. So the cost apportionment, etc., play a role. So that is like very critical. What is that branding relation, relativeness you have? Dettol sells it under various things under Dettol, but in case of say soap by Hindustan Unilever, they have a different brands, but they, each brand may have different varieties. Likewise, the second point what we are trying to tell you is about your overall product strategy that you adopt. So when you have a product which is a capital intensive product, and to be competitive in the market, you may create a competitive pricing, but this product has a consumable. So here like a razor, you may get the razor, handheld razor, maybe at a competitive price, but after that you need a cartridges, you know, every time to be replaced. That may be at a slightly marginally higher price. Same was case with their many other product, printer, for example. Printer to be sold competitively, they do that. But for the refill, ink, this thing, etc., you have to pay more. So that aspects also matters. Quality is a very biggest indicator. You know, quality determines also your pricing. What pricing you can charge, what pricing you can get. So high quality product benefit, you know, if you continue to provide a quality product, you can get that positioning in the market set and then leverage to extract more. Satisfy, you know, satisfy management's profit performance requirement. Quality when you built and you are able to recover that value that you have built in, the management objective is the revenue and profitability. Alternatively, a manufacturer supplying private branded products to a retailer like a Walmart or Target must pricing competitively. So here, like Walmart works with various OEMs, but the kind of scale at which that they operate, either Walmart from the same manufacturer gets the private label brand made, or they source large quantity at a competitive rate. And not only that, they also direct their supply directly from that manufacturer to their various stores. So thereby the supply chain leverage also that they acquire. So their quality, this thing perspective in the market, the pull that they have also prompts other supplier to align with you. Innovation is the definitive plus, you know, when you have to look at your product strategy. Are you introducing innovative product at the right interval, right time? Or you have created that, you know, ambitious brand. So like iPhone, Apple, people look for new variants to come because they all come with a very innovative features. So that's another aspects. Product price perform various functions. Now, the relativeness, as we are trying to understand, one aspect is like what function that the pricing play vis-a-vis the product strategy that you have. So that is what one need to understand, and that allows you to decide your pricing. First is a signal to the buyer. So what do we mean by that? It's a clear indication to the buyer, communicating to the buyer what positioning you are holding. The price, if you declare of a product which is substantially value for money and people look at it, if what you are charging is a value for money, they will come for it. But if the same thing you do it at a discounted or a unbelievably low price, people will suspect. So it's a signal to the buyer. So premium brand, premium quality product charging at a lower price, people may even suspect otherwise. So they have to really build value and claim value. Instruments of competition. Now, pricing is your biggest weapon vis-a-vis fighting the competition. You can sell at discount, you can sell it as a bundle pack, you can sell it, as you say, the byproduct pricing, various other such competitive strategy. You want to enter particular markets, you have a penetration pricing, you know, penetrative pricing, surge pricing. There are this thing, when there is a demand supply, this thing, you can do that. But what we are talking is a relative with the competition. In some competition, some market you are in a defensive, while in the other market, vis-a-vis that competition, you may be in a better position. So you can play your strategy appropriately. Like it is a very well-known case between Procter & Gamble and Hindustan Unilever. They are world over, but in some market, P&G is better position, in some market, HUL is better position. So they play that game very well. Each one uses their stature in the market as an instrument. Improving the financial performance, without doubt, while as we say, out of the four product mix, all other three are a cost to the company, pricing is only the revenue generation. So pricing gives you that financial leverage. So you can set your pricing to get your desired financial results. Company plan for certain objective. Company has a vision to reach somewhere. So accordingly, the financial figures are set. Market share is also linked to the not only the quantity that you sell, but the revenue that you generated. That will decide your market share based on the value. You have market share based on volume, based on value. So various other aspects, you know, that's what financial performance, profitability. How are you able to recover the value? You have invested creating the value, but if you cannot communicate what value you offer, therefore you cannot recover the value by way of charging appropriately. Your investment that you have made will stress the profitability. So that's what is a So it's a definitive financial performance lever, marketing program consideration. So various marketing programs which you consider, prices can also substitute for the advertising and sales. So like if you play your pricing game very effectively, and if the customer finds a value in it which is aligned with the positioning, you may not have to very frequently do your advertising, communication, etc. The pool gets generated and pool will sustain for some time. They will get you the repeat sale, they will get you the required quantity. So that's also another consideration. So moving forward, we have understood the pricing and the product related this thing. We continue to have investment of our time in this. Earlier I just told you the 4 points, which is signal to the buyer, instruments of competition, involving financial this thing and marketing program, is a what pricing brings, the role that plays in the marketing. So now in deciding the role of pricing in the marketing, now what role, we have learned the 4 role. As a your strategy, you have to evaluate what is the importance of pricing. So what is it that you have to work upon, whether are you going to be the competitive positioning, whether you are going to create a distinct this thing, or are you going to have a wait for the customer reaction, so you will have to be on a defensive. Financial, is there any requirements, you have to achieve certain volume, profitability, etc. Relativity in the marketplace, we have understood that, so I am not spending much time. So that is a decision that one has to see. Traditionally what this point is trying to tell you is that many managers would hesitate to associate the market share leadership with the high price strategy. They want to achieve the market share not with the high price, but they want to achieve market share with a marginal or a lower price, which is questionable logic. Because if you have invested in creating a product with the value for money, value that you give it to the customers, you tend to recover the value. Otherwise, your profitability is under strain. So this particular point questions that. So thinking of a market share vis-a-vis pricing without really claiming the price that you deserve is a questionable logic. So we are focusing now on marketing program related consideration. We have seen the relativity vis-a-vis the product. Now we will see vis-a-vis the marketing program. Prices may substitute for selling efforts, advertising and sales promotion. Yes, pricing can. Selling efforts, when you say, like if you probably offer a reasonable price, I'm not saying the lower price, you will not have to really sell much. And if you communicate well, sale will get pulled. Advertising, if you really create a positioning right and then provide a value which consumers have understood, you may not have to intensively or continuously do the advertising. Sales promotions, yes, you can attract buyer. At that time, the pricing also, plays its role. So, marketing program requires pricing consideration. Alternatively, price may be used to reinforce this promotion activities in the marketing. So, when you think your sale is going down, that's why probably then you relook at your pricing strategy. So, that's another way to look at in your marketing program. You have to see product life cycle. Whether you are in the intro phase, whether you are in the growth phase, whether you are in a maturity phase or your decline phase, again that marketing initiative is required in terms of 4 P's, including price in that. So the role of pricing often depends on how other components in the marketing programs are used. So for example, prices can be used as an incentive. You incentivize by attractive pricing. 90 rupee ka surf ab 70 rupee mein. So that's an incentive. Oh, such a good detergent I am getting for a shorter time, etc. That's an incentive. Okay. It could be an incentive to the channel member. You provide channel member benefit by way of reasonable pricing. Your MRP may be different, but channel will get more benefit. As the focus of promotion strategy, many brands often play with the pricing and the promotion this thing to attract large number of buyers as a signal for value. Pricing otherwise can be a signal for value. So premium pricing, I'm not saying premium pricing, but when you really provide something which is of a value, and if your price is perceptual benefit, we have understood perceptual benefit, if it conveys perceptual benefit higher than what consumers really felt, your value that you are offering,
then they will go for it. So that's the advantage of marketing program. A few more insights about the cost. Yes, we have understood greatly about a pricing overall and the relativity with the product strategy, marketing programs, etc. Something more about the costs now as we are tapering or we are reaching towards the final phase of this chapter. Cost benefit analysis typically uses one of the several metrics or a combination of them. So what it means to report their findings, the benefit cost ratio, returns on investment and the net profit value report, results of a cost benefit analysis by comparing discounted cost with the discounted benefit. So I will explain this. Very often you have to do, while you decide your overall pricing strategy, etc., finally then you have to, every time I have spoken to you about the value being created, that gets worked out by doing this cost benefit analysis. So you have to see that at what cost, what benefit are you offering. Now that is a way that you either do the benefit to cost ratio. If I give these two features more, what is the perceived benefit versus what is the cost addition that I have? So if I create a, just by including one or two feature more, if I can claim much more, then what actually the cost to me is, or return on investment. Will this get me higher volume, therefore my return on investment better, or a net present value? If you think that these are other improvements will stretch you, give you long-term benefit, then you have to calculate the net present value of the earning that you may have third year, fourth year, as per today's cost, you know, so that's what net present value. So that's what this this approach enables you to determine your value. This document briefly describes each metrics, the information it conveys, and the advantage for reporting the cost benefit finding. So that is what is there in the next slide that we will look into. So this is what value in the earlier slide, what we are trying to say, the benefit cost ratio. This is benefit cost ratio, BCR, directly compares benefit and cost. Benefit and cost is a cost, and this is like what benefit you may get over a period. To calculate the BCR, divide the total discounted benefit by total discounted cost. Now just to understand, this is a cost, this is a benefit as you go, current age, if it is say like at a current level, current time, and if it is say one more year you take to complete the project, etc. Now there are two types of costs. One is the minimum, that is cost that you have to incur year on year, and the second is the risk. Initial phase of the project is always less, and as the project goes and goes rolling and the investment starts coming in, the risk increases. So over a period, what this is saying, discounted benefit. So what is a discounted benefit? If this project got delayed, then are you going to get a far better rate for the property? Suppose it's a property, this thing, and then that benefit versus discounted cost. So discounted minimum annual cost, discounted risk cost. So these two put together, if your benefit due to the delay of the project by 1 year, because by that time the market has improved and you got a significantly higher per square feet, say rate, etc., then you are getting a much better benefit to cost ratio. So moving further, the BCR, the benefit cost ratio, as you have understood, return on investment and BCR, is it same? That's a very time a question asked, but compares with the net profit is similar to BCR. So that is the first line itself. But when you compare with the net benefit, that is total discounted benefit minus total discounted cost. So what is a discounted, this thing is like what you are doing today is a projection. Projection that you will achieve so much, etc., this will be your cost, etc., that is discounted using a factor of discounts, etc. There are those log tables and all available. So that discounted cost versus discounted benefit, so that is what is compared to net benefit and net cost. One has to see, to calculate the ROI for the previous example, the first calculate the net benefit. So you have to derive ROI, you require revenue, so that's a net benefit here, and then your investment. So that's how it says. So though it says BCR and this thing more or less are similar, but especially ROI using net benefit to net cost, you have to first get your net benefit calculated. In the second point, the ROI indicates how much of an investment policymaker can expect to receive as a benefit. So what it means, return on investment is what, how much am I recovering my investment? So that is what is the first second point, first line. If the ROI is positive, if I am going to get more income than my benefit, than my the cost, then the benefit exceeds the cost and the investment should be considered. Okay, but if my benefit that I will receive, which is projected to be received over a period, but when I discount and calculate as the present value, if that is less than the cost of investment that I am going to do it, then ROI is negative and therefore you discourage the investment. So ROI is the benefits equals the cost. At an ROI of zero, which means your benefit is equal to the cost that you make. So that's a further understanding. The net present value, that's another subject, reflects the net benefit of the project in rupee term over discounted your future income as the current rate. So that's what discounted future income at the current rate, your cost in the future discounted at the current rate. To calculate NPV, subtract the total discounted cost from the total discounted benefit. So just to give you a simple example, first year I am earning 10 lakhs, another year 12 lakhs, another year, so that is 22, the third year I am earning say 18 lakhs, so that is it becomes 50 lakhs, and then the fourth year I am earning 10 lakhs, so you know 60 lakhs. So what is that 60 lakhs in the 4 year? Over a period that I am total income that I have done 60 lakhs over a period of 4 years, it is discounted as per current rate what? So there is a log tables and all I tell you, you calculate that 40 lakh is equal to how much in today's time. So it may give you an idea that it may be equal to 25 lakhs. Now same is the cost, and if that cost comes to the 15 lakhs, that means 10 lakhs is a benefit you are having. So that's what is the net present value, that's how it goes. The positive NPV means that the benefit outweighs the cost. So, investment is worth it. The negative means it is not worth it. Zero means benefit equals the cost. The BCR is commonly used to demonstrate the relationship between the total benefit and the total cost. The BCR is thus a relative measurement of the investment benefit versus the cost that you will incur. It is often done in the back end by finance team with the marketing team, etc. It is either before getting the investment approved or regularly review the investment yield. So that's where it is done. ROI is frequently used in financial settings and report the gain from the investment. It is also a relative measurement, means ROI gives you finally, are you making money or not? Okay, and then what percentage? Now, if you put your money in fixed deposit, you may get something. Is the business generating more than that, then it's viable to be in the business. The NPV reports the total difference between the benefit and the cost in dollar terms. Okay, it is written in dollar terms, say rupee term. It is an absolute measurement of a program, a net benefit or the cost. So here, an NPV, ROI gives you how much will you earn, while NPV gives you overall program timeline based your benefit. So at the end of the program, what is it that you will make? ROI you can calculate year on year. So that's what also a difference. So we have finished this chapter essentially on pricing, outbound organizations pricing strategy. We have also seen relativity with the product strategy, the marketing programs, etc. And then we have understood certain elements of cost, which is essentially the BCR, benefit to cost ratio, NPV, net present value, etc. So I hope you got that understanding. Thank you.